Cheryl Atkinson has been with CBS News for 20 years. Started in 1993. They lured her away from CNN. And she was a hard-hitting investigative reporter. She's collected a bevy of Emmys, national Emmys, over that period of time. And after 2008, i.e. the election of 2008, her output declined. Not because she wasn't submitting stories, but because CBS was no longer interested. Now, Cheryl Atkinson goes after stories that show abuse of power. Abuse of power in the corporate world, abuse of power in the political world, whether it's people in government or people trying to influence the government. She's gone after Republicans. She's gone after Democrats. Her standards are very high. But when she continued to, you know, be a watchdog over people in power in Obama's Washington, all of a sudden she became a whole lot less popular with her colleagues. And she stepped down earlier this week from CBS ahead of her contract, and CBS allowed her to leave. She actually tried to leave a year ago. Howard Kurtz, formerly with the Washington Post and then with CNN, now with Fox News, so he's moving up in the world, said people familiar with her situation say she actually attempted to resign a year ago, even starting to clean out her desk in the D.C. Bureau. CBS News chairman Jeff Fager talked her out of leaving last March, promising that some of the issues she had raised would be addressed. Based on those assurances, Atkinson returned to work full-time. She dropped efforts to get her contract terminated. The differences, however, proved irreconcilable in an atmosphere that has also drawn complaints from other reporters and producers. While Jeff Fager, a veteran newsman who's also executive producer of 60 Minutes, commands considerable respect in the news division, there is concern among some of the rank and file about the difficulty of getting management to approve tough stories. It was against this backdrop that Cheryl Atkinson recently submitted her resignation a second time. And this time, the network agreed to let her out of her contract early. Her departure underscores the gulf that's now developed between CBS brass and Ms. Atkinson, who has doggedly pursued a variety of stories, including Obama administration debacles in Benghazi, for which there are so many unanswered questions, we all know that, and the botched Fast and Furious investigation into gun running. Howard Kurtz asked her yesterday about the difficulty she faced getting airtime, and she said, it's not a matter of me being on the air. It's the idea that so few of the incredibly interesting and important original and investigative topics I brought to the table, often exclusively, could find no home at CBS in the past 3 years or so. When she says no home at CBS, what she means is the CBS Evening News would pass on it. 60 Minutes would pass on it. CBS Morning News, nah, I don't think so. So, you know, pretty soon you're getting relegated to like CBS Sunday News or Weekend News or something like that. As for her departure from CBS, her home of 2 decades, Atkinson said, I feel good about it. Boy, this is terrible news for CBS. This is a real black eye. This is yet another shot at what was once regarded as the Tiffany Network, perhaps unfairly, an enhanced image it didn't deserve even back in the day, but still it had much more stature than it does today. This is the biggest hit to CBS since Dan Rathergate, with that whole botched story about George W. Bush and the Air National Guard and forged documents and all that. Because when you lose someone of Cheryl Atkinson's acumen and reputation, it shows really that politics, I mean, she's accused by some people at CBS of having an agenda. The people with the agenda are her critics. The people who have been critical of her are the ones with the agenda. She says that people who know her say she was stymied in getting airtime for stories beyond politics as well, including corporate scandals and a wide range of other topics. None of the investigative stories that Cheryl Atkinson proposed in the last year were green-lighted for the CBS Evening News. Most of her pitches were turned down. Understand, this is after the CBS News chairman, Jeff Fager, told her that the issues that she had raised would be dealt with, that they would try and resolve these issues. Turns out that they were not addressed, and for the last year, she can't get a story on CBS Evening News. Her work, for the most part, appeared on CBS This Morning and Sunday Morning, as well as on the web. She's got a book in the works, scheduled for November publishing, called Stonewalled, One Reporter's Fight for Truth in Obama's Washington. So this is the third big hit CBS has taken in the last 18 years or so. The first was Bernard Goldberg, basically calling out his own network for news bias back in the 90s, which was stunning back then. Then, of course, there was Dan Rathergate. And now, the finest news reporter, investigative reporter at CBS, is turning around and leaving. That's three strikes. It's coming up on 6:30. Here's your headlines.
Now we're talking. John Carlson.
Are you kidding? He would be finished.
Glenn Beck.
There is a new time coming for a new kind of GOP.
Sean Hannity.
Republicans, why aren't you leading the case for limited government?
Mark Levin.
I don't like it. Not for a second.
Lars Larson.
It is that crazy.
And Michael Savage.
So how do they get away with this?
News and views you can't get, people can't hear anywhere else. Talk Radio 570 KVI.